I'm joined today in the studio with June Murphy, who's the domestic violence support worker, and Jennifer Murphy, the sexual violence support worker, and they both work for YANA, East Cork Domestic Violence. Good day, ladies. How are you keeping?
Good, thanks. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, very well. Thanks, Yvonne.
Very good. And today we're just going to touch on what the service is about and your roles within the service. So, June, tell us about you.
So, my role in YANA, which stands for You Are Not Alone, I would be the domestic violence support worker, and we cover the entire East Cork area. So, the service that we would provide is a listening service, counselling service, court accompaniment, and basically, really, when a woman comes into us, whatever they need to support them, we try to support them in accessing those kind of supports. So it's like a wraparound service. And, you know, it might take a couple of sessions for someone to come into us to get the full picture. But obviously, when women do come into us, they're quite anxious, they're quite nervous and very upset. So, you know, it takes time to put someone at their ease and to get the full story, really, and then to be able to put those kind of supports in around them.
Yeah, but there's a lot of need really for this service in the area, isn't there, you know?
Yeah, it really has. Numbers have kind of shot through the roof, particularly in the last year. And unfortunately, we've seen a rise in a lot of assaults after Christmas, quite vicious assaults. We don't really know what the reason for that. And I suppose when you look at the bigger picture, it ties into what's happening around the country as well. So, you know, we've been looking at that and trying to see the reasons why that is. But yeah, definitely assaults on women that come into us have grown, are more vicious. But it's just so important to be able to get the message out that there is a service in East Cork and that women can turn to us and we can support them. So being able to come in here to do that with you, Yvonne, is really important to us. And we're really lucky that we're after getting funding to be able to have a new sexual violence worker in the centre, because a lot of the women I would deal with, there would be sexual violence involved in it as well. So to have Jen come on board is an absolute lifeline.
Yeah, and essential really, isn't it? You know, because it's an age-old problem that we're talking about. Like, it's not a new problem,
no,
unfortunately. And how are you finding things, Jennifer?
Great. Well, it's been lovely to enter the team in East Cork. Everyone's been very welcoming, and all the services in East Cork have been so supportive. And there's a great networking involved. So a lot of what we do, I suppose, sometimes is finger posting to the right service, and likewise they can point to us if they have somebody who needs support relevant to us. You know, I suppose my role closely mirrors June's role a lot, in that I would provide kind of a listening service. I can do the court accompaniments, and there's the practical elements, you know, if it's applying for payments, you know, legal aid, all of those kind of little things that can seem very daunting at the start of your journey. And especially, I suppose, domestic abuse and sexual abuse are so vast and they take so many different forms that sometimes people don't recognise it for abuse. So, you know, we sometimes think of sexual violence and domestic violence as a physical act, whereas actually sometimes it's verbal abuse, it's threats of harm. It could be, you know, a threat to circulate images or videos or the actual act of circulating them. There's so many different kind of nuances and ways that abuse can look that, you know, and when it's so tied up in shame and guilt, it can be hard to recognise. So I think the fact that we're kind of here to provide that support when, I suppose, it's been a gap there for a long time, you know.
Yeah, and again, it's just necessary. And I suppose I would say that you've probably found the impacts maybe of COVID certainly highlighted a lot of what was going on that and probably exasperated a lot of things for people in their homes. Would you have found that, you know?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it really is an abuser's, how would you put it, I suppose, like it couldn't work better for an abuser, really, because, you know, they have absolute control. And for women out there, and I say women because we deal with women, obviously we know that men go through it as well.
Of course.
But, you know, before going to dropping the kids to school or going, if they were lucky enough to be able to go out and work, would have been a break, or their partner's gone out to work, would have been a break for them. That just wasn't possible. So obviously being cooped inside with someone for that length of time was, you know, quite frightening. And we really saw the effects of that on women, and it was quite worrying, you know.
And it was the perfect environment for that pressure cooker. And then there was no availability for any respite for the women and the children, and sometimes for men in those circumstances as well. And they also didn't have those opportunities to access supports that they would have had previously.
Yeah. But do you think that maybe the situation has maybe highlighted your service because of the amount of it, or maybe the severity of it over that period? Has it benefited your service in that getting, you know, you out there or not?
I think the media has done a really good job of highlighting those services, because I suppose their stats illustrated that there was that skyrocketing of abuse being reported. Even though there was a lot of women who couldn't access the services, there was still a lot of pressure on those services. And the media, I think, have done a really good response to that by highlighting that that has happened, and also what services are there to respond to it.
Yeah. Or maybe people were in situations where it was manageable, and then, like you said, June, because of the COVID, it then became unmanageable because they had no outlet.
Yeah, and it probably did in some houses exasperate issues in the marriage. But I have to say that for us, looking at it, it just exposed what was already there.
Yeah.
And I think that can sometimes come across not so, you know, well in the media. Like, these aren't issues that just appeared. These were going on and on and on to a point where women couldn't take it anymore. And you can really see the damaging effects of that, particularly with the children as well. And there's so many issues when it comes to domestic and sexual violence that, you know, these programs are so helpful to do that. But to really dissect it, you have to look at domestic violence, sexual violence, and then what that branches into. And then the court system, the Gardaí, solicitors, access, mediation. I mean, you're looking at a map of different areas where domestic violence touches off of housing as well. You know, but unfortunately, you know, with the increase of sexual and violent attacks against women over the last number of weeks and months, and particularly Aisling Murphy, you know, and they've really put pressure on the government to do things. It's unfortunate that that something like that had to happen before it was done. So we'll see what comes in the next number of months and years to see how they're going to improve the services for violence against women. But yeah, it's a mountain of work, and you know, it's hard to get it all in.
Yeah.
On one show, but
Yeah, but the positives are that you are here. You're here to help people.
Yeah.
You're an open service and people can contact you. And we let people know now how they can contact yourselves.
So you can contact the office to make appointments with either one of us on the numbers 024-25389.
Perfect. And we are going to revisit this. So for listeners out there, stay tuned because the ladies will be back again to us to chat again. And I want to thank both of you so much because I know you're so busy. I'd like to thank you for coming in today, and I do think that this is so important, and we will continue to raise awareness and keep the lines of communication opened here. And if we can do anything for anyone, we will. And also, if anyone wants to ring the station here, we can pass on the numbers for June and Jennifer. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thank you.